Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. War Room Live, AlexJonesLive.com, where the truth lives, where tyrants fear to tread. Of course, the plan, as we know, from as soon as the Ukraine war started, was have it spiral out into a wider conflict. Obviously, Iran is now tied into that. We've been saying forever that this is the these are the ingredients to bake the cake of World War III, and we're watching them all be mixed up right now. And I once again am simply imploring humanity to use our unique gift of foresight to look into the future, see where we're headed, and change our path in a different direction. Because what's happening in Ukraine to the Ukrainians is the plan for all of us. Let's watch.
Ukrainian men are being dragged out of their own homes and forced into the front lines to die for their country, while Zelensky are importing third world immigrants, and Ukrainian politicians are driving around in luxury cars in foreign countries, and the media isn't saying anything about this.
And you have big corporations like BlackRock buying big plots of land in Ukraine. Yeah, totally random.
This looks like a really well-planned ethnic cleansing of the Ukrainian people and their culture. And if you can't see the corruption in this war, you must be as blind as a cave salamander. I mean, this is insane.
Of course, he's exactly right. And it's another thing that I sort of forget to bring up when we talk about this. I mean, the headlines now out of Ukraine, where they're literally saying we're going to bring in Africans to replace all the people who've died, while they simultaneously are still, to this day, ripping people off the streets. Now they're getting to the point where they're doing it like to dads who are walking with their sons to school, like dropping their kid off at elementary school, and a van rolls up and plainclothes officers jump out and kidnap your father. I mean, it's just brutal. But then on top of that, I had forgotten that BlackRock and Goldman Sachs like signed contracts with Zelensky at the beginning of the war to do all the rebuilding. I mean, they are going to make bank out of this. They also used the Ukraine war as an excuse to launch a, you know, all digital form of government with the digital ID in Ukraine. Of course, this was all planned. And if you think I'm exaggerating and it's like, well, it's happened over there, but it would never happen over here. No, it's happening everywhere, and they're not being shy about it, and they're writing laws right now. In Germany, they just wrote a law that German men who are eligible to be drafted have to get permission to leave the country. They can rescind that permission at any point. They're writing laws to draft people in Europe for a wider war against Russia, China, and Iran. And in Canada, the defense minister came out and announced this. Clip six, this is the Canadian chief of defense staff just casually talking about adopting the Ukrainian model of forced service and kidnapping people off their street. Conscription, it's called. Let's watch.
And there are lessons being learned from allies already at war.
We had a specific Ukrainian situation where we did explore mobilization. So this is, of course, contributing to how we are going to build our own solution in Canada.
So there you go. That's the Canadian chief of defense staff leader saying, yeah, you know, in Ukraine, we do this, you know, this form of mobilization, the kidnapping, the conscription, the press gangs, essentially. And she said, yeah, well, we're going to do that here in Canada. Of course, the Canadian immigration system is buckling under the weight of the millions and millions and millions of Indians and Chinese that they've let into their country. They won't be conscripted, though. This is for finishing off the white population, and that is the ultimate plan. So put all these things together, and you should become pretty clear, like, where this world is going, what we're engaged in, and why we need to desperately resist and change this pattern before it's too late. The conscriptions, the war, the panopticon, the surveillance, I mean, it's all combining to create the prison planet and to eradicate absolutely anybody that would stand up against the tyranny that they're setting on all of us. We'll be right back with more.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the New Coordinates of Liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the Modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, AlexJonesLive.com, at AJN Live on X, AlexJonesLive.app as well, as where you can get the app for Android and iPhone, and make sure you're following us on social media, and of course supporting us at the AlexJonesStore.com. I'm really feeling the lack of Shilajit gummies. I'm really feeling the lack of that next level energy. I would take next level energy every day. And you stop taking it. And it's like, why am I so tired all the time? You gotta have the supplements. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And of course, this is a fundraising time. We are launching into the next phase. We are building new studios. We're hiring new people. This is a transformative time for us, and we need your support to make the most of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com is how you give us that support, and we, in return, give you incredible products that will change your life. Methylene Blue Tincture, Methylene Blue Caps, Ultra DNA Revival, and Shilajit Caps and Gummies are all 40% off right now. It's a mega sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're also getting 30% off all apparel. That means hats, shirts, hoodies, and everything else. And if you get the Ultra Methylene Blue Gummies, you can get them on subscription, meaning they will always be available for you. They'll ship out every month. You can cancel it any time. But if you sign up for the subscription, you can get them for 58% off right now. And that's in addition to all of the savings that you get if you're a VIP member and so much more. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there today. Get the products that will change your life and support us as we move into the future of the Alex Jones Network and the future of broadcast excellence. Now, a video just broke that I want to show you. I haven't actually watched it yet, but sounds like it's going to be good. It's RFK Jr. talking about, well, chemtrails. Let's watch.
In 2023, during his failed presidential campaign, RFK Jr. hosted a podcast about chemtrails, where he platformed claims that the U.S. military is secretly using commercial jetliners to disperse harmful chemicals in the sky of a secret global program.
It's not that secret.
Chemtrails, is this all military aircraft? The military programs to weaponize climate. I know they're doing that because they do it with everything else. They do it with chemicals.
In 2024, in response to a post on X about chemtrails, RFK said, "We're going to stop this crime." And in 2025, after RFK was confirmed as America's next health secretary, he went on the Dr. Phil show and, in response to an audience member asking about chemtrails, said DARPA, a U.S. military agency, is secretly dumping chemicals in the sky.
It's done, we think, by DARPA, and a lot of it now is coming out of the jet fuel.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, those materials are put in jet fuel. I'm going to do everything in my power to stop it.
This inspired lawmakers in Louisiana, Tennessee, and Florida to propose and pass new laws banning chemtrails over their states. And South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who is known to dabble with conspiracy theories like UFOs, also jumped on the chemtrail wagon, publicly proclaiming her support to ban nefarious chemical spraying over her state. Then, in 2026, a rediscovered declassified CIA document threw gasoline on the already raging chemtrail fire.
All right, so that was a report by New York Post. I was under the impression it was just an address that RFK had given. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a chemtrail, a new conspiracy theory finds traction at Kennedy's HHS. All right, this is the thing. Chemtrails are real. How many times do we have to show you? How many times do we have to play the video? I mean, we have video of all of it, like people walking around going, here's the nozzles, here's where they connect, here's the chemical, here's where we fly, let's watch us do it. We've got John Brennan, former head of the CIA, giving a speech where he celebrates strategic aerosol injections. He's like, it's planes flying around spraying chemicals. There are now like half a dozen companies that are doing this openly just to block out the sun. Make Sunsets is one of them. There's like several where there's like, yep, we're spraying aluminum in the atmosphere to block out the sun. So it's like, okay, if you don't think it's real, I can kind of understand why you just roll your eyes at this. But it is real. So what are you doing opposing the people trying to stop it? What? Like, this is the thing. You've got people spraying chemicals into the sky that fall to the ground, that get in the water, or that stay up in the atmosphere and poison the atmosphere, or they collect into clouds and fall down with rain. Why would you be in favor of this? Why would you defend the people doing this? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? It's kind of like going, but it's the, I don't want to say the same thing over and over, but it does just remind me of the things like COVID or anything else where you just, their first response, which was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, people spraying chemicals in the air to, like, yeah, that's crazy. And it should be stopped and they shouldn't be doing it, but they are. And they get away with it because people roll their eyes and act like it's a joke, even though it's acknowledged all over and by the authorities that are the ones doing it. So what the hell are you talking about? I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird. It's weird they still call it a conspiracy theory. It's weird that they relate it to UFOs. Like, you understand that that's a just obvious propaganda strategy. There's nothing connecting chemtrails and UFOs. But they have to try to discredit chemtrails by saying Nancy Mace, who dabbles in conspiracy theories like UFOs, she's also now against chemtrails. Really? Because everybody should be. People who believe in UFOs, people who don't believe in UFOs. Do you want mysterious planes spraying acid into your clouds? No? Great. Then you're on our team. Yes? Then what the hell is wrong with you? Again, I don't even get it, because it's like they have something preloaded in their brain. I really don't get it, to be honest with you, because what you think is that, like, okay, these people just believe whatever the experts say. But that's not really the case. The experts can come out and say it, and they still won't believe them. So I don't understand, like, what is guiding their understanding of the world. Because you would think it's like, okay, if it's some dude at a gas station telling you about chemtrails, fine, don't believe it. But when it's the EPA, the head of HHS, Congressman John Brennan, the director of the CIA, when they're the ones saying it, shouldn't you believe it? Aren't these the people you've been brainwashed to think are credible and everything they say is true? Like, how do these people decide what to believe and what not to believe? It doesn't make any sense. Which is why I think their rejection of acknowledging reality is purely out of fear. Because that seems to be the actual divide. Is that, like, if it's something that's, like, important and scary, then they won't believe it. They cannot contend with it. They can't understand it. It's too scary. It's just fear. I really think that's what it is. And they're only able to accept the mainstream media and the expert class saying things when they couch it in the reassurance that everything's under control. And yes, there's this crazy dangerous thing happening, but we're in charge and the authorities have it under control. Then they can, like, let themselves understand what's going on. But when it's just like, hey, it's the authorities doing this to us and they're spraying chemicals into the air that are poisoning you, it's like, well, that's too scary. That's too big of a conspiracy for me to wrap my head around. So I'm going to reject it outright despite all the evidence, despite the overwhelming obviousness that this is what's going on, they're going to reject it outright regardless. I can't figure it out what else it would be. Now, this is another story that just broke from the Telegraph in the UK. Nurseries urged to report racist toddlers' hate crimes to the police. Taxpayer-funded guidance backed by Labour advises childcare workers to call authorities if incidents could be deemed hate crimes. Welsh nurseries have been advised to report children for racist incidents in hate crime guidance backed by the Labour government. The taxpayer-funded guidance has been circulated in order to make nurseries, playgroups, and childminders anti-racist environments. Childcare workers are advised to call the police if a racist incident occurs that could be deemed a hate crime. Racist children, I guess. Those in childcare play an early year sector in Wales to whom the advice is directed work with ages 12 and below, including babies and toddlers. So, what? Okay. That's just, all right. Why not, right? I mean, everything else insane and retarded is happening in the UK, so just throw it on the pile, I guess. I'm telling you, what even is there to say at this point about all this? Racist babies. Nurseries have to report the racist babies, y'all. We got to stop the next Hitler. We got to stop baby Hitler before he gains too much power. There he is. Get him. Get the baby. All right. We'll move on. I just saw that during the break and was just like, what the hell is this? Well, it's exactly what you expect. No, it's literally they're telling you to fight the racist babies. Okay. Okay. If you say so. I got a bunch more videos to get to. This one's crazy. It's the one I put in there sort of at the end, guys. I think I lost the paper, but I was going to play a single one earlier, but it looks like this is a compilation of three videos having to do with pastors in America who have apparently been co-opted, been recruited to sell aliens to their congregation, which to me is just more evidence that whatever they're planning with the UFO disclosure, we've got Steven Spielberg sort of setting the table with his big disclosure movie coming out later this year. You've got Trump talking about this. You've got a lot of UFO talk these days. And apparently they're trying to combine this with churches, which again just says to me that they're going for broke in the whole, you know, antichrist apocalyptic deception that they're trying to pull. We can go first to clip 22 here. This is Z Media official posted this. Protestant pastors are being told to prepare their congregations for alien disclosure. Let's watch.
I had a friend that sent me a text message. I was in a meeting, a weekend meeting, preaching Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. And he said, Perry, can you give me a call? I have some information that has come to my attention. Of course, when a friend of yours does that you know quite well, you have no idea what information they're talking about. And I'm not going to go into great detail, but there were a large number of pastors that had been invited to go to a certain state to hear some men in the United States government and others share with them a concern that they had. And this particular man, and I'll not name him, and then we may end up doing some teachings with him or having an event at his church. He has a great church. But he said, Perry, what they're about to release from what we're hearing, there's going to be a release concerning aliens and concerning unidentified flying object spacecraft that some of the people who were in the meeting were telling us as pastors, You need to prepare your people and you need to get ready to answer them for what you're about to hear being released. And some of it has to do with crafts that have been discovered that are not allegedly a part of our planet, and the materials they're made of are not a part of our planet. Very strange reptilian-looking creatures, and other things that almost sound like something out of a sci-fi movie or an Orson Welles book.
Evangelist Perry Stone claims U.S. officials brief pastors to prepare churches for UFO disclosure. For the love of God, can we get some people with even a modicum of spiritual depth to lead our churches? I mean, my God. I don't know how this guy feels about it. I mean, the fact that he's talking about it. Seems to me, what came across to me was he seemed to be taking it seriously, which is very disturbing. You would think a Christian pastor would be able to recognize the devil at work, would be able to recognize when you're being fooled and used for something. I mean, is any, like, they're, of course they're going to buy it. Of course they're going to buy it. It's honestly sad. It's almost sad just knowing that, like, in order to avoid the next big psyop, it's going to take a bunch of people being clear-eyed and seeing through the deception, and having just lived through COVID, I don't think we have the capacity. I just don't think we do. We got crafts from different parts of the universe, little green men. Really? You don't think they could be spiritual in nature? You don't think you're perhaps paving the way for demonic forces to enter our realm, you absolute morons? I mean, my God. No wonder they're trying to, you know, go after the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church. People that just go, nah, it's not happening. This isn't real. This is a spiritual deception. Could not be more obvious. So, of course, they're going after the evangelicals and the non-denominational, or whatever they call themselves. Just please don't fall for it. That's all I can say. Just please, for the love of God, do not fall for this. Are you serious? Do you really have to be told that this stuff is fake? I mean, my God, and he's not the only one. Apparently, multiple religious leaders are reporting meetings with government officials regarding preparing their congregations for UFO disclosure and upcoming big changes. So let's watch this and see what these other people have to say. This was posted by Red Panda Koala on X. He put together a little compilation of these guys. Let's watch.
We had a sitting congressman, a very well-known congressman from Missouri. He called into that meeting as well that was just for pastors. And this is what he said on speakerphone. This sitting powerful member of Congress said, are the pastors listening to me? I'm getting chills right now because this happened to me. He said, are the pastors in the room listening to me? And I said, yes, sir, we are here. And he said, listen to me. Go and tell the church. They are not ready for what is coming. The narrative that is coming, what they are going to say, is going to be like nothing you can even imagine. They are preparing to tell us that they are from another dimension, that they are our creator, and that these beings, these aliens, or whatever you want to call them, they were the ones that seated us here. There is no such thing as God. Jesus was invented by them. The Bible was invented by them. And begin to just say, listen, prepare the people for what is coming because they're not ready. But he loved us so much, he made sure that he told us exactly the blueprint to study. He said, study the days of Noah. And if you can understand how Noah responded, that's how you're going to have to respond. And I believe what God is doing in the body of Christ right now is getting us ready, because the world is going to have a lot of questions. The question for you is, are you going to be able to answer it?
Is there no audio for this?
Nice. What will be done, what will be said in meetings will not just impact 5-10 people, millions, nations, millions of people, how their outcome will be, how their life will turn. Here, you know what we say? They go, how are you? Never heard anybody say, oh, it's rough. Because they didn't make it in that building if they talk like that. And they're not all saved. We go, living the dream. Living the dream. Now, you think in reality every day is a dream life for me? It's absolute hell hounding you in every way you could ever imagine and not imagine. But every day I'm like, I'm in the arena. And I'm not in with Pee Wee Herman. I got Muhammad Ali coming at me right now and Mike Tyson on the other side. And Evander Holyfield, and my ear's about to get bit off and my toe's about to be broke.
Crazy witch. That's President Trump's top spiritual advisor there, talking about being in meetings with the White House, making decisions that will affect millions of people. So they're going with it. I don't know. I'm sort of torn. Half of me is like, oh my God, they are literally going to do an alien disclosure thing and people are going to fall for it. And I'm just really not looking forward that time. Did you hear about the aliens? Did you hear they're our creator? I knew it. I knew we were created by aliens. Oh my God, you absolute morons. That's going to happen. And then the other half of me is like, no one's going to buy this. No one's going to believe it. I can't remember. Maybe it was Tim Dillon talking about it. I can't remember who it was. But saying like, that's not even going to work anymore. Like maybe in the 50s, if they'd done a fake alien invasion, the world would unify against our common enemy. I don't really care anymore. We have a common enemy. It's called Israel. Let's deal with that and not let them tell us that it's a bunch of demons that, you know, promise us that they're going to save us. I mean, something weird is going on here. That's all I know. They have congressmen calling in to these pastor meetings. They've got these pastors summoned to Washington, D.C., feeling super important, you know, told that they're, you know, in this mission with God and we're going to fight the aliens, and they're buying it and they're believing it and they're going and telling their congregation, they're going to tell this story about how aliens created us, but we know better. It's like, well, what do you know? What do you know? What's, you know, what are you going to say if they present people and they say, oh, these are aliens. They invented us. They seeded humans here and they're actually responsible for everything. What are you going to say to your congregations? Just like, that's not true. But what if they show the aliens? I don't know. It sounds like they are seeding the fake cover story ahead of the fake revelation, because it seems like this is a very sophisticated psychological operation that they probably waited too long to launch. It's going to be risky now. It's going to be very risky for them to. But then again, they don't really need us to go along with it. They'll just release the aliens. Nobody will believe it. Nobody will buy it. And they'll just say we all did. Yeah, we all bought this. We all totally believe this. We're all scared and we're all happy to give up all of our rights because the aliens told us to. Thank you, beneficent aliens. Don't you
tell me to. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built, and we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our Methylene Blue is the best. Our Methylene Red is proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show. And on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear, I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/AlexJonesLive, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. Let's talk about Israel, shall we? It's about time. It's about time we get around to it. Although I got a couple more stories to cover here. I guess before we get into Israel, let's get into the consequences of our relationship with Israel, that is the war in Iran and the ensuing energy crisis and fertilizer crisis, which all but guarantees massive starvation once the detonation really hits, which is just in part and parcel and perfectly in line with what Europe and the Western world is doing to itself already. So, of course, Michael Yon has been on top of this, and you've been seeing him if you've been watching The Alex Jones Show. The coming giga famine will be the most severe famine in history. At least 50 fertilizer production facilities have closed in Europe. This is stated in a report by the Mitsubishi Financial Group, a major financial group among the world's top tier. Fertilizer production in the EU has become completely unprofitable, and they've shut down 50 different fertilizer production facilities. So they import all their fertilizer. And of course, they have, this is what the protests and the riots were from the farmers in the Netherlands like last year, is they were cutting them off from fertilizer because the plan is starvation, the plan is rationing. COVID playbook returns, energy rationing and the politics of crisis control from Zero Hedge. Government reveals details of fuel crisis rationing plan and who will be prioritized. Anytime the pointy shoes get to decide who will and who will not get something, you must realize you're about to get royally screwed. The uncomfortable parallels between COVID response and the proposed fuel rationing plan cannot be ignored. On the surface, the fuel response plan looks like a more restrained COVID. It's incremental. It defers to market in early phases, and it explicitly frames escalation as a last resort. Officials are at pains to say phase 3 and 4 are unlikely. Then again, we saw the same BS with the COVID scam. This is deliberate positioning. The architecture of the plan is strikingly similar. Structural parallels. Escalating powers are dressed as prudent planning. COVID began with 2 weeks to flatten the curve. The fuel plan begins with a monitor and inform. In both cases, the framework is designed to normalize the existence of extraordinary powers before they're used. Phases 3 and 4, rationing, purchasing limits, directed distribution, are legally and politically pre-legitimized by their inclusion in a published plan. The plan doesn't just prepare for a crisis, it prepares for the public to accept an intervention they haven't yet been asked about. Most notably, there's no consultation mechanism. This is pure top-down central planning. The illusion of democracy should well and truly be shattered at this point. Sadly, I suspect the sheep will fall for it again. Well, they won't have a choice to fall for it again. Remember, COVID at least somewhat depended on you buying into it and your neighbor shaming you into complying with it. You're killing grandma if you don't wear a mask. They don't have that same type of social pressure this time around, but they do have control of the resources you need to survive. And so they're not going to have to ask your permission. They aren't going to have to ask you to police your neighbors. It's not going to be a question of your willingness to comply or not. They're just telling you what they're going to do to you. And that's it. And I genuinely want to know, like, what happens in places like Europe with 60 million Muslim immigrants if food rationing takes place? And do you prioritize the native Europeans, or will the governments of Europe continue to do what they've been doing, which is utilize this crisis that they created, or that was created for them by the Trump administration in Israel, to further destroy their own people and just like exclusively provide food to the foreigners? I really don't wonder. It's pretty obvious how this will be used. And they'll say, well, you can stay here and starve to death, or we can ship you to the front line and you can be blown up by a Russian drone. The choice is yours. Regardless, Ahmed from Ghana is going to take your spot. So to sum up, this is Arnaud Bertrand responding to a Disclosed.tv. Disclosed.tv says, EU blocks funds for key Chinese solar energy parts from November 1st, citing security concerns, as imported inverters could be used to manipulate energy networks and gain unauthorized access to operational data, which could lead to countrywide blackouts. Yeah, well, you probably should have, you know, thought about that before you stopped building everything. So Bertrand says this. To sum up, the EU cuts itself off from Russian oil and gas, is suffering unprecedented energy supply issues from the Middle East, has industrial energy cost 2 to 3 times higher than its competition, produces 40% less electricity than the U.S. despite having 33% more people, and it produces 75% less electricity than China. And their move right now in this context is to deliberately raise the cost and slow the rollout of Chinese solar, the cheapest and fastest deploying form of electricity in the market, on the flimsy pretext it's a security threat. You'd think the bigger security threat would be having your industrial base relocate to countries you didn't voluntarily that didn't voluntarily price themselves out of energy, or for that matter, ensuring that any new AI infrastructure or industrial projects get built anywhere but Europe. It's beyond parity. I'd also say it's a bit of a false dichotomy. Again, you don't need, you know, AI infrastructure to just keep the lights on, fund your own energy. And of course, this is already, like, the 15-minute cities are already being rolled out in the UK. Oxford, UK will be the first ever official WEF 15-minute city. The zones have been drawn up, the roads closed off, barriers installed, AI driver surveillance cameras are up. Residents have already been asked to apply for their permits to leave the zone. Global Gaza, folks. Oxford is now basically UK's Gaza. You can now apply, this is from the Oxfordshire County Council, you can now apply for congestion charge permits online, register for free online account, select the permit you're eligible for, and upload the required documents. Central permit area. Residents living in this area can apply for a free permit for unlimited car journeys and 50 visitor passes. If you have a workplace parking, you can apply for a commute permit. I mean, what the hell? Are they going to go along with this? I mean, I'm sure they are. But what the hell? I mean, it sounds like a package for Six Flags or something. Like, well, you can get the day pass, and that comes with a free pass to the water park. But they're talking about leaving your home. You can now apply for a permit to leave your neighborhood. What? So they have now imprisoned the people of Oxford in their neighborhood unless they ask for permission to leave their 15-minute zone. They say in the Oxford permit area, residents living in the Oxford permit area can apply for a free permit that gives you a 100-day passes per car per calendar year. Oh, wow, you get to leave your neighborhood 100 times this year. If you're lucky, if you're good, if your permit is approved, that is. Households can apply for a maximum of 3 cars. Oxfordshire permit area. Residents living in this area can apply for a pre-permit that gives you 25-day passes per car per calendar year. Households can apply for a maximum of just 2 cars. Okay, so you got to be a little bit, all right, so like twice a month. Twice a month you can, you know, leave your home if you're good. Because this is North Korea, apparently. They say additional permits are available for certain groups, including blue badge holders, unpaid carers, community health and care workers, mobile traders, and patients required to attend frequent hospital appointments in the Oxford area. To apply for your permit and find more about the congestion charge, visit our website. I wonder who the blue badge holders are. What makes them so important? Unpaid carers, well, that's probably, you know, every migrant, right? Oh, well, I take care of my aunt, so no, I don't have any proof for that. She doesn't actually exist, but you'll probably give me the pass anyway. Considering the fact that they literally train migrants to do stuff like that, you can get paid for hanging out with your own family if you're criminal enough. All right, but let's get into Israel now. Israel to pour $730 million into propaganda arm amid reputational crisis. Tell you what, you can save your money. How about you give me one millionth of what you're spending, and I can give you the answer. It's so easy. It's a one-stop shop, one-size-fits-all solution. I mean, this really is like, I don't know, maybe I'm a genius. Maybe I'm some sort of genius. Maybe I deserve $730 million. But tell you what, Israel, if you're mad about your reputation being destroyed across the world, I don't even need to finish. Like, everybody listening to me knows exactly. Stop killing children, you psychos. Stop killing children. Stop rendering your neighbors into ash heaps. And you won't have to worry about how people feel about you because nobody hates you for no reason. Remember, this is why they push anti-Semitism as some sort of disease that infects European people, as some sort of aspect of your DNA, because then there's no reason that you don't like Israel. It's just in your DNA. It's just your natural composition. It's not anything they do. It's certainly not any of their behavior that they need to change. It wouldn't matter because it's in your DNA. They could be, you know, perfectly pure angels and you'd still hate them because that's what they believe, which is absurd because obviously the collapse in the reputation of Israel is in perfect coordination to the ongoing genocides they're carrying out. And yeah, there are multiple now. It's Gaza and it's Lebanon and it's Europe as well, if you really want to go there. $730 million of our taxpayer money, by the way. You get how this works. They have AIPAC, they have the ADL, they have the SPLC, they have half or more of the members of Congress firmly in their grasp. I'd say 90% of Congress, more or less. So they get billions of dollars of funds from America. They peel off some small portion of that and they send it back to America to continue to bribe the politicians or manipulate the media, manipulate the minds of the people. So $730 million could get you a lot of brainwashing for sure. It's not going to be enough to overcome the 2.5 years of relentless murder that you've been committing. So stop doing that and you won't have to worry about your reputation. Is that really so hard to figure out? Do you think they don't understand this? Do you think I'm telling them something they don't know? Do you think they're really confused? Do you think they really believe that it has nothing to do with Israel's behavior, why people hate them now? They know exactly what's happening. They're doing it on purpose. They could achieve their same goals in much quieter and more subtle ways. They do it in a flagrant way because the anti-Semitism is useful to them, and they do use it. Israel to pour $730 million into propaganda arm amid reputational crisis. First reported by the Jerusalem Post, a total of $730 million has been allocated to the National Public Diplomacy Directorate, known by its Hebrew name Hasbara, which oversees Israeli propaganda. The figure marks a sharp increase from the $150 million set aside in the previous year, which had already surged roughly 20 times pre-2023 levels. So I'm sure that'll work. I bet that'll work. I bet that'll definitely work, you guys. Maybe a little bit more money, but that's about enough. I think you spend about $1 billion on propaganda and everyone will love you again, I'm sure. I'm sure that'll work. Israel is preparing to spend. And like the funny thing is, like literally all they have to do is stop murdering people. Not that complicated. They will not do that ever. So that's just actually not an option for them. And if they actually wanted to repair their reputation, literally all they would have to do is just do things that are nice for people that don't bring them any personal gain. Wouldn't be that hard. And this really, and everybody knows this, it's utterly absurd to claim that America is even remotely anti-Semitic as a people, as a country. It's completely and totally absurd. And we want to love Israel. And we don't have anything against the people of Israel except for the scumbags that celebrate, you know, the murder of innocents. But that's a personal problem for them. And if Israel just used a modicum, a bare minimum of their influence over America to make things better for Americans, we would love them. We would appreciate them. Why won't they do it? Because that's at odds with their actual ultimate goal, which is to destroy America. So kind of makes it hard to do that. But like you understand, what if it was $730 million to build schools in America? Wouldn't that be better than trying to lie to us continuously and just making us mad, even more angry that you're filling up our airways with lies? Is this really all that complicated? The thing is, I've tried to explain this to people, and it's like they really don't get it. So I was having a conversation with a Jewish friend of mine, and I was going, you know, it's not good what's happening. And I was like, you know, if you really wanted, just like, how about you like sponsor a little league team? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be like, oh, the Jews, you mean the guy that like bought my kid his uniform, right? Like, wouldn't you want to be associated with something that's just like good and innocent and just doesn't benefit you at all? But I was just like, you know, why don't you just like, you know, fund a little league, fund charity, like just do nice things for people and they'll associate you with nice things. It's not that complicated. Then the guy I'm talking to is like, oh, yeah, and then we could put, like, Stars of David on their uniforms, and it'll be, like, you know, the team name will be, like, the Jews, the Maccabees or something. And it's, like, you are literally completely missing the point. That actually then totally discredits any charity that you would be giving. You understand the point of charity is that you're just giving it not to gain anything from it. As soon as you go, yeah, we do charity, but it's got to be branded Israel because actually this is a giant psyop. It's like, well, then you're not actually charitable. You're just trying to trick me. Like, what is so hard about this? What is so hard about understanding this? It's crazy. It's just like, no, dude, I'm not talking about spreading Israeli propaganda. I'm talking about, why don't you just actually do charitable things? Crazy. I know. Kind of like if they want to improve the appearance of, you know, their relationship with Christians, stop destroying Jesus statues. Stop running over statues of the Virgin Mary. Don't smash the St. George statue with a hammer. Don't spit on Christians. Like, is this really all that complicated? And it's just obvious that they don't actually care how Christians feel. They don't actually care how the American people feel. What they need is for us to be silenced or overwhelmed with false information. Yeah, should we go to this video? Let's back it up. I'll read along. Let's start this video over. This is some dude. I thought it was Naftali Bennett at first, but it's some other Israeli official. What number is that? I'll read out who exactly it is. This is Israeli politician Kreuzer. And here's an Israeli politician in their Knesset saying what they plan on doing and how they feel about the horrible crimes against humanity being committed in their names. Let's watch. He says, every possible stage, I back the IDF fighters in every situation, even if the price is killing children or women. It doesn't interest me. We back our fighters at any price and no matter what the result. First of all, full backing. And in Jenin, there are no innocent civilians. In Jenin, there are no innocent children. Those same ones who were born with 2006 in the expulsion from Gush Katif, they were the Nukbas of 2026 on the 7th of October. And therefore, I do not even have something, even any kind of feeling of mercy for Palestinians. It's crazy.
The onion's getting to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, my.
Let me tell you, glasses. I gotta get glasses. I've been waiting too long. I'm getting David Koresh glasses or Jeffrey Dahmer glasses because I like them, actually.
You should.
I'm getting Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
See, I have my home glasses that are cheap because my kids break my glasses all the time, and I accidentally wore those today, so I had to put in contacts. And everybody's the onion got to you.
Ben Collins is getting to you right now.
That's right. I really want Tim Heidecker to think I'm cool and handsome.
If he says I'm weird because I'm bald, I'm going to start wearing a toupee just because of him.
That's right. We care. We
really
care a lot.
What I just learned happened in court. I'm not going to announce it yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Repeat what happened before, you loser, Satanist. Love you. Good job.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Maybe I should explain that. The glasses are because the lights in here are very reflective. I can pull out my cheap glasses, but I have like these cheap plastic glasses I have around my kids because my kids just will be play fighting with me and rip them off my face. So I wear those at home and I accidentally wore them into the office today, but I always got contacts. So get yourself a man that can do both. So look, the propaganda is not going to overcome the things that you say in all sincerity on the floor of your Knesset. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Meanwhile, Jonathan Pollard, once jailed in the U.S. for spying, says he will enter Israeli politics. Jonathan Pollard, a U.S. Navy intelligence analyst who served for 30 years in an American prison for spying for Israel, announced on Monday he's decided to enter Israeli politics and run in the country's next election. So that'll be good. The Israeli people can express their outrage that Jonathan Pollard betrayed his nation. I mean, he was here. He was an American citizen. And obviously, to go against America in favor of Israel, I mean, that's betrayal that they're not going to stand for, I'm sure. Or they're going to vote the guy into office and treat him like a hero like they literally already do. Israel kills dozens in Lebanon despite ceasefire. Jewish state admits it's using, quote, the Gaza model. This from AlexJonesLive.com. Here's the Gaza model in action. Now, we can leave up that footage because that's it. This isn't Gaza. This is Lebanon. New drone footage reveals Israel's crimes across the entire region. They have destroyed 39 whole villages in Lebanon so far. this, of course, during what is supposed to be a ceasefire. Israel's strikes have killed dozens in Lebanon over the last several days, despite the ongoing ceasefire. The Jewish state agreed to at the behest of President Donald Trump. The military tactic being used is based off the genocidal tactic already employed in Gaza, according to a top military official. Israel strikes on southern Lebanon killed 17 people on Monday. That makes it 110 since Thursday. So again, you know, two Jews get stabbed in the UK. It's an international story. They're passing new laws. They're, you know, funding $25 million, which, okay, that's fine. You know, I got no problem with that. But where's even just a modicum of outrage over the literal serial killing that's taking place in Lebanon? Innocent people just being murdered by the dozens, and it hardly even makes the news. It's horrifying. And so, of course, you know, Israel's pouring nearly $1 billion into the propaganda arm to offset just some of the damage that they've done to their own reputation by their own actions, all of which is, of course, completely on purpose as they manufacture the very anti-Semitism that they use to pass laws to further protect themselves and give themselves privileges over and above what the other people in these countries enjoy, such as in Australia, where the only people allowed to be armed are Jews, or the UK, where there's a just very extreme gun control laws across the books. I mean, you can't even carry a butter knife around the UK without getting arrested. And yet there are heavily armed amateur Jewish militias that are permitted by the government to arm themselves and operate on their own. And they're not very well trained. In fact, there was a scandal last week where a video of UK cops kicking a suspect, I think it was a stabbing suspect, you know, got a lot of attention. What people don't realize is those weren't UK police. Those were this Jewish militia. So I don't know, maybe they weren't trained not to kick suspects in the head, but that's what they do. That's about going to do it for us here at The War Room. AlexJonesLive.com. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We are launching into the next phase of our operation. We do need your support now more than ever. Tell your friends and family where to find us. TheAlexJonesStore.com is where you go to support us. Get yourself a fantastic product. Keep us on the air and metaphorically spit in the eye of the New World Order, The Onion, and all the enemies of humanity combined. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.